Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, welcome to This Day in History class, where we flip through the book of history and bring you a new page every day. Today is February 25th, 2019. The day was February 25th, 1870. Hiram Rhodes Revels, a Republican from Mississippi, took his oath of office in the Senate chamber. That day, Revels became the first African American to serve in the U.S. Congress. A New York Times article released that same day reported the following. Mr. Revels, the colored senator from Mississippi, was sworn in and admitted to his seat this afternoon at 4:40 o'clock. There was not an inch of standing or sitting room in the galleries, so densely were they packed. And to say that the interest was intense gives but a faint idea of the feeling which prevailed throughout the entire proceeding. Not everybody in attendance was in favor of Revels' achievement. Hiram was born to free parents in Fayetteville, North Carolina in 1827. Early on, he went to a school taught by a free black woman, then traveled north, where it was not illegal for him to get an education. Revels became a minister of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and he moved around the country preaching and educating black people. And from there, he racked up a list of accomplishments. He became the principal of a black school in Baltimore. He helped recruit regiments of African American soldiers from Maryland during the Civil War. And in 1863, he started a school in St. Louis, Missouri for free black people. After the Civil War ended in 1865, the United States entered a period known as Reconstruction. President Abraham Lincoln had issued the Emancipation Proclamation to free slaves in the South, and the South had to be rebuilt. But many states were passing so-called Black Codes, which restricted the freedom of Black people and attempted to maintain the old social order. But radical Republicans demanded civil rights for people who were freed from slavery, and they pursued more aggressive measures to improve the status of Black people in the United States. African Americans began winning elections to state legislatures, gaining political power. And the 14th and 15th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution were passed in the late 1860s, giving the formerly enslaved citizenship and equal protection of the laws, and granting Black men the right to vote. It was during this climate when Rebels entered politics. His leadership caught people's eye, and he won his first elected position as an alderman in Natchez, Mississippi in 1868. Then, in 1869, he got a seat in the Mississippi State Senate. Rebels was moderate, eager not to upset racial tensions further, and he was a skilled orator. So, in 1870, when the Mississippi State Legislature was looking to put a Black man in a vacant U.S. Senate seat, they voted 85-15 for Rebels. Mississippi has seceded from the Union in 1861, but it was readmitted on February 23, 1870, and Rebels was set to be sworn in immediately after. But Senate Democrats objected. Some said he hadn't been a citizen long enough to be a senator, as Black people had only been granted citizenship a couple of years before. Others said Mississippi didn't have a civil government to confirm his election. But his supporters came to his defense. Massachusetts Senator Charles Sumner said in a speech on February 25th, "The time has passed for argument. Nothing more need be said. I doubt if anything more can be said in the way of argument. For a long time, it has been clear that colored persons must be senators, and I have often so declared." And the Senate voted 48-8 to seat Rebels. During his term, Rebels supported legislation that would allow disenfranchised former Confederates to vote and hold office. He rejected segregation, but didn't advocate for the mixing of races. And he worked to advance Black civil rights. Rebels served until the expiration of his Senate term on March 3, 1871. 16 African Americans served in Congress during Reconstruction, which ended in 1877. The first Black woman wasn't elected to Congress until nearly a century later, when Shirley Chisholm began her first term in the U.S. House of Representatives in 1969. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.